Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, the American Freedom Party, .us.
You're listening to Resolution Radio, Radio, Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Renegade Broadcasting, hard-hitting talk radio.
Storm is coming. Our storm. And when it arrives, it will shake the universe.
Welcome to the Solar Storm. This is your host, Kyle Hunt, coming to you November 8th, 2020. Thank you so much for joining us here at RenegadeBroadcasting.com. Please check out RenegadeTribune.com. And, of course, we've got HeathenHerbs.com. Speaking of which, I have the woman behind the magic. I've got Sinead here with me tonight.
Hello.
And we are doing a live show here. This is a rarity, especially to get you to stay up and do one with me.
He gave me coffee.
Well, we had been working all day doing some home makeover type stuff, and we really didn't have time to sit down and pre-record anything.
No.
It's been pretty...
Been covered in paint all day.
Yeah, pretty constant from the morning onward.
Mm-hmm. But we finally painted our cabinets, and our kitchen is almost looking like it doesn't belong in the 80s. So, like, we're making progress.
Mm-hmm.
The kitchen was really dated.
Even though it was only designed in 2005.
Yeah, but it was all, like, builder-grade, ugly crap.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't realize until when we, you know, were redoing the handles on the cabinets that, like, whoever installed them did them all uneven. Like, one was all the way up here, one was down there, but we just never noticed it because the style of the cabinet things that we had.
The handles, the poles.
But they none of them were straight. They were really obviously
all cock-eyed. None of them even.
Yeah. I had just, you could tell the
drill a few more holes.
Was very spotty.
So how do you not even measure?
Yeah. How do you not measure that? I can't believe we didn't even notice for that many.
Yeah, I didn't really look at them. And the design was so weird, and it's these curly cues all over the place. And...
yep, but hey, just a little coat of paint, and you can sometimes find paint for like $3 for a big, what is it, a gallon? Cause, you know,
pre-mixed.
Someone got the wrong color, and so like, if you ever go to these paint places, ask them if they have any stuff on clearance, because we've gotten so many cool things of paint for like a couple dollars.
Yeah, our son's room, his feature wall, was done with one of those paints that was a gallon for, I think it was listed at $9.
And but we still have a ton of it.
Yeah.
So we have paint to do something shelves with it. Yep. Sometimes you just need a little coat of paint.
Hey.
To make you feel a little bit more up to date.
This wall we're looking at here, the cinder block wall, we should paint it.
I've wanted to paint it, but there's just so much crap we have to move out of the way.
Yes.
I'm sure people really want to hear about the things we want to
do. They might. Think about how popular renovation shows are on these different networks.
I love watching renovation shows, especially the ones that are done for, you know, on a budget. Like, not someone that's looking to spend $1 million to renovate their already amazing kitchen.
Yeah.
We're talking, like, how can you make things look nice in the cheapest way possible? You know, like faux backsplash.
it's a pretty white
concrete
thing.
Concrete countertops.
Yeah.
It is a very white thing. Like, if you look at all those HGTV, I mean, I'm sure now they've had to, like, you know, make it look
well, there's that one with the white guy with his Asian wife.
Oh, yeah. What is that one?
She's something part Asian,
Fixer Upper or something. Yeah, something like that. But we like watching Good Bones. It's with the two gingers, the daughter and the mother, and they buy these old dilapidated houses for, like, you know, a couple grand, and then they totally gut them down to the, you know, just the frame.
The bones.
And then they just redo it. And I love seeing that. I love seeing something that is so disgusting and ugly and gross, which honestly was this house when we first arrived here, remember?
It was pretty bad.
So over the years, we've put a lot of love into it. And I love seeing that happen. You know, I love watching shows about it. I love learning how to do it. Because all it takes is just a little bit of care and a little bit of planning and cleaning and staying on top of everything to have a nice place.
I'm honestly glad we don't have a frame in this house. It's just
it's cinder blocks.
Cinder blocks all the way around.
Well, because down here, termites.
Well, the walls are framed in, but...
Right, but we don't have a wood frame house.
Yeah, it's great.
Because it's Florida. And also, it's better for the hurricanes. And cinder blocks are really good for blocking out Wi-Fi or wireless radiation.
Yep. So and our floors are just right on top of a big slab of concrete. It's great.
You can tap dance on it.
But it's interesting about that show you mentioned.
Good Bones?
Yeah, because what they'll do in Indianapolis is they'll get these places completely run down.
It's got to be the ghetto.
Blacks are probably squatting in them. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll pick them up $4,000, $5,000, buy them from the city, and then make them really nice.
Yep.
But you can tell that it's black neighborhoods, and what's happening is that every single customer is white.
Yep. Oh, it's gentrification.
So, yeah, this is the gentrification that we've been hearing about.
Go ahead.
Well, it's just, what they do is they come in, ruin an area that used to be white.
Yeah, they used to be nice.
And then they complain when white people try to come back and make the place nice again.
It's like, why are you even complaining? You're on Section 8. It's not like your rent prices went up. Like, you get everything paid for, so why do you actually care that, oh, it's nicer? Yeah, there was one of the houses that they bought. They came back the next day, and some dindu had spray-painted The Kang Was Here.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, okay, well, we're just going to paint over that. The Kang Was Here, okay.
It would be kind of ridiculous buying a really nice house when you're surrounded by that, though.
Right.
But what happens...
That's any city now, though.
What happens is, it really the reverse of... what the blacks did happens with white people.
Yeah, they come in and make it better.
All of a sudden, a cafe opens up down the block.
Yeah. the property, you know, prices go up. There's a nice little trendy restaurant there.
They start clearing out trash from a park and, let's add a fountain.
That was Brooklyn for a large part. You know, like the hipster area and others. They started to make it cool. It's kind of subjective there. It's hipsters. But they started to make little trendy places where people wanted to go out to eat and go to cafes, and now it wasn't just, you know, fried chicken and, like, a bodega on the corner. There were places people would travel from, you know, Manhattan to go to Brooklyn.
I remember driving through the Bronx and just seeing all these fried chicken places.
Oh, yeah, it's like there was, like, five on one block.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It's disgusting.
Kennedy's, that was a big chain there. Kennedy's Fried Chicken. The Kennedys would be proud.
Well, speaking of food... You don't always get a chance to make some food, but just mention some of the things you've done this weekend. Just show people what's possible when you have a little bit of time.
I made a baked Alaska. No, it has nothing to do with that ugly guy that goes by Baked Alaska. I don't even know what his real name is.
I forget.
I don't know. But yeah,
Timothy Treadwell.
It it seemed daunting at first. I was like, damn, this is going to take me a long time. And it kind of did, but it's one of those desserts you can make if you're at the house all day because you have to do it in parts.
Right.
So what did I do first? I made the ice cream first, actually. Oh. So I put aquafaba in my ice cream. You whip it up. It's actually the juice from a can of beans.
Ew!
Like chickpeas. It's tasteless.
Ew! And
it acts in the same way as an egg white. So when you whip it up in your mixer, you get stiff peaks like a meringue. You can make meringue with it. You can make macarons. It's incredible.
Why don't you mention how people are totally grossed out by bean juice?
I was reading this anti-aquafaba article that comes up like at the top when you Google aquafaba, and it was like, reasons why I will never use aquafaba. A, it's disgusting. Look at it. And then, but it's like, oh, a chicken period coming out of their, like, butt, and they come out of their butt pretty much. That's not gross. Okay. And then she was like, also anti-nutrients and blah blah blah.
The Tabitha stuff,
goitrogens, and oh, eat raw liver, that's better.
So I have to admit, the ice cream is better than the ice creams I've been doing.
That's the key, honestly. It's the aquafaba.
It freezes well.
If you're
going to
make a vegan ice cream and you want it, and I add a little bit of xanthan gum, too. Oh, no, xanthan gum. That's apparently going to kill you.
She did a whole show on it.
Tabitha talked about how that was terrible, too.
Because it's a vegan thing.
Yeah.
And this is before she came out as a big anti-vegan.
It helps keep the creaminess of the ice cream when you freeze it. So, okay. I did my vegan ice cream with my aquafaba. So I whipped up my aquafaba, and I threw it in with some, coconut milk and some sugar. Yes, sugar.
What? You're trying to kill us?
I took a vanilla bean seed pod and I scraped the seeds into the ice cream, so it's like authentic vanilla ice cream, like with the little black specks in it, you know? It tastes so good. And so then I froze that in a springform pan, like a flat little disc, you know? And then I didn't make a homemade jelly because I had one laying around, jam. So I had a strawberry jam. I used strawberry rhubarb. Yeah, strawberry rhubarb jam. You could make your own jam. It doesn't take too long. It's just sugar, berries. You mix it down.
I got that one from Misfits.
Boil it down. Yep. So that was the next layer. Then I just made a vanilla sponge with more aquafaba. So it's nice and fluffy. It acts just like an egg white would. And then after I freeze all those things together in the springform pan, then I made meringue with the aquafaba. All it is aquafaba, sugar, and a little bit of cream of tartar. And you whip it up till you get stiff peaks the exact same way you would with egg whites to make a meringue. I frosted it, and then I took my little blowtorch and I browned the meringue because it caramelizes. It's so good. You could also just put it in at a broil for, like, I don't know. I don't know if you want to do it for the Baked Alaska, though, because that's ice cream. It might melt everything. Although it is pretty solid. You would just put it under there for, like, a minute or two to brown it. And that was the Baked Alaska. It was so good.
Yeah, very good.
I just ate some. It was delicious. It was a big hit with our son. He loved it.
We will get into some, I guess, topical things later. But
you want to talk about food and home improvement.
Some things that, you know, actually we've enjoyed a lot more than being glued to a TV or computer,
CNN or Fox News.
Worried about the elections.
Improving our surroundings. That's the only thing we have control over, right? So we might as well do it.
And eventually, who knows, might move out of this place and either rent it or sell it. So this is all just
an investment in...
It's investing in our own time in the space because we spend so much time in here.
And in the future
as well.
If we want to get rid of this house eventually and move somewhere else.
Because oftentimes, if you do the work yourself, whether it's landscaping or home improvement...
Yeah, you can put so much more value into it.
You can put way more value than... the return is way more than what you put in monetarily.
Yeah.
Because it's all your labor and your labor's free.
Yep. Then I made tortellini.
Oh, wait, real quick.
Oh, what?
Real quick. The aquafaba, you can throw this into
anything.
Baked good.
You can make an omelet with it and chickpea flour.
If I did the omelet without any aquafaba the other night. Yeah, just chickpea flour, some water, nutritional yeast. Anyway, this vegan propaganda. What are we, promoting Agenda 21?
Oh, yeah.
The
totally.
NWO diet. But aquafaba, replace any oil. Any oil that you have.
Yep.
And then what you could do with the chickpea is because if you're getting it the traditional chickpea salad is so good. It's just like a tuna salad, but with chickpea, you could throw some tahini in there.
Yep.
Obviously,
I use tahini instead of mayo.
People need to get some of these ingredients, but just buy a thing of tahini.
Or if you have an avocado.
Avocado works.
Like, mash up an avocado.
A little bit of mustard.
Carrots, dried cranberries.
Or raisins,
some
if you want.
Green onion.
Some celery. Mash them up.
Some lemon juice.
So good. Put it on your fresh sourdough that just came out.
Yes, with pickles. I have to have chickpea salad sandwich with pickles or it's just not... It's just not the same.
It might. It sounds daunting doing everything
it's
from
not,
scratch,
though.
But it's worth it.
Once
it,
you get
it
used
takes
to it.
It takes time for sure.
Just takes planning ahead.
And if you do a little bit in bulk, if you make a good meal, you won't mind eating it the next day as leftovers.
Right.
Talk about the tortellinis.
Talk about the tortellinis over here.
You're like a race trader. Make an Italian dish like
this.
Yeah,
I know.
You a Dago? You a wop?
I'm such a wop, yeah. And not the... Okay, anyways. I just got a flashback to, I don't know if I shared this on the air, when I was driving down the road around here and I saw some teenage girls doing the WAP dance on the side of the road. God. I was like, oh my God, this,
on the side
rock
of the road.
Bottom, here we are.
Hey, passing cars, you see what I can do here?
Yeah, it was
you
like,
see that?
Oh Jesus, I wanted to yell out my window, like, fucking stop it. Then they'd be like, oh my God, slut shaming. So anyways, I made tortellini. I made some tortellinis. It's so freaking easy. I mean, the hardest part is just rolling out the dough and, like, folding up the tortellini. But I had my little helper there who wanted to help me.
So, use semolina. Do you know that has gluten in it?
Oh, my God. Yeah, semolina flour and all-purpose flour. And you don't need an egg. You just use water. You make your dough. You know, you roll it out. I use just, like, a glass cup, which I don't know what the diameter would be. It's a small circle. And I cut them all out. And then I just took spinach, some cashew cream, some onions, some garlic, some nutmeg, salt, and pepper, and I just kind of pulsed it in the food processor. I soaked the cashews in hot water first, though, to make them, you know, easier to blend. So it's kind of like a ricotta cheese mixture.
A little nutritional yeast in
some. Oh, yeah, nutritional yeast, too. And then, you don't have to use that, though, but it just gives it an extra nice flavor. And then I just filled them, rolled them, boiled them, and we ate them. They were so good.
Yeah.
They were delicious.
We all scarfed them down and left over.
Yep.
Well, I mean, they're ones that didn't get boiled. They're left over. We'll eat tomorrow.
But, yeah, it's just like making a ravioli or making a dumpling. You're just folding it a little bit different.
Most people have never done that
either. I'm sure some people out there have made dumplings before, have made, like...
There are people out there who have never even boiled spaghetti noodles and put pasta sauce on them. Remember that Evalion video where she was... Like, I'm going to make my man a home-cooked meal here.
She's a domestic woman, and she, like, took Prego and just, like, put it in a...
Like, whole garlic chunks, not even dicing them up.
And, like, the fake lemon juice, remember that? Like, the bottled stuff that you get, it's, like, imitation lemon juice. Then, it was awesome.
Then Bolshevik Cody ate it, and
he was like,
it's
good.
Oh, it's good. We've complaining about how girls don't know how to make spaghetti.
Yeah,
it is kind of true that people in general
just
have no idea what to do with the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
No idea. And they don't have it stocked with anything that's even useful. Our spice cabinet is off the chains.
We don't have enough room for all of our spices.
We've got a big thing on our door out here to the garage, which now houses our bulk bags of spices, because we don't want to just buy... You know, single things of spices because we go through them so quick.
It's
we got bulk bags that
you just refill your little shaker thing.
We got a lot of bulk stuff these days. We've got
that's the way to do it.
We got so much bulk stuff. I mean, we could be even better, but we just don't have the space.
We don't have the space.
Prepping like crazy.
As best as we can. I mean, we're not like.
But you know what's hard to come by? Bulk rice these days. But luckily, I was able to get 25-pound bag.
Yep.
White rice. We got a big tub of brown rice out here too. Mm-hmm. It's good.
It's not as good right now.
I've actually got these big old buckets.
Wow.
Buckets of soft white wheat.
Doing a show next to buckets.
Oh,
of
I'm like crammed in here because I'm next to buckets of
some
of them are wheat berries. So you got to grind them up ourselves, and some it's actually just the flour, which is obviously a little bit easier. It's
and we've got this punching bag.
Yeah, I got a punching. We need to use that more.
Yeah, welcome to our garage.
Oh, it's insane in here. It's so crazy.
I'm just gonna pretend I'm not in here.
We have
a cool studio somewhere.
Curtains kind of separating half of it.
Yeah, so I don't even have to like think.
Well, the grow lights are on the other side, so.
Not pot. We grow lettuce.
Lettuce.
Not pot.
People still don't believe us when we say that we grow lettuce.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Some of that psychoactive lettuce. Yeah.
Nope. Not worth it.
No.
Not worth risking going to jail. Really not.
Yep. So, we could just talk about all the different kinds of foods we make all the time. You know what's
I want to talk about Biden and Trump.
You know what's one of my favorite, though, that we do all the time? And this is just a good recommendation for people.
What?
All right. You take... If it's one of you. Okay, we'll just do it for one person. To make the frosting.
Okay. Yeah, we have one of these every day in between lunch and breakfast.
Okay, so take one banana for one serving. One banana.
Frozen, preferably.
It doesn't exactly matter. But
I think it's better when it's frozen.
It is because it's a little bit thicker. Okay, one banana. One date. Soften the date in some hot water if you want it to be
And make sure you take out that
chunky.
little stem area, because sometimes you chew on it. And yeah. Obviously take out the pit.
Yeah, the pit. Take out the pit. Okay.
Be an idiot. Take out the pit.
So, one date. And actually, dates were kind of hard to come by for a while.
Yeah,
they
were. There was a shortage.
Date, banana, one tablespoon of cocoa powder or cacao powder, either one. Mm-hmm. If you've got some PB Fit, which
it's
is the
peanut butter powder.
Throw one of those in there. If you want to just throw peanut butter in, I'm sure that'd be good too. Then maybe like half a teaspoon or a teaspoon of vanilla. Throw that on in there. It's good. And take some of your favorite plant-based milk. Take about a cup of that. Throw that in there, or three-quarters of a cup, something like that. And then some ice cubes. We freeze our reverse osmosis water because it's not hooked up to our freezer, unfortunately. So we do it in the trays, and I'll just throw some of those cubes in there, blend it up. It is just so delicious.
It tastes so good. It tastes like a shake.
Freely, the Banana Girl does not approve, though, because cacao or cocoa, that is a stimulant, so we're just taking drugs.
God. She's ridiculous.
Some of the purity spiraling with the vegans can be pretty insane. John Rose, who calls out the Jews but hangs out with Jews, and promoted Trump, I think, too. But he's just, unless you're promoting raw fruitarianism.
Which is just not possible.
Just raw
for
fruits
most people,
all the time.
That will turn people off to a plant-based lifestyle real quick. They'll be like, I'm freaking hungry all the time, and I feel like garbage.
But if you can give them some tortellini with some nice steamed vegetables like we had. Mm-hmm. So simple.
Broccoli and a tortellini.
Yeah, we did have broccoli. So simple just to steam up some vegetables like that.
Yeah.
And then, throw it on a plate with some fresh sourdough. We had some fresh sourdough today, made with a couple different kinds of flour. Then they'd actually feel satisfied after. And that was a simple dinner for us. We do some complex dinners from time to time. All right, we've talked about home improvement and cooking for at least a third of the show here. So maybe, just maybe, we should get into the whole narrative that is being spun. And we knew that this was going to happen. We didn't know who would be declared the original winner.
It's not over yet.
It's not over.
I have
over,
my
no.
predictions about what's going to happen.
Okay, so let's just talk about what has happened first.
Okay.
And it's what Bernie Sanders said was going to happen almost exactly. It's what we've been hearing for so long that, Trump, if he loses, won't concede. He's going to have to be thrown out of the White House.
Yeah.
And on the Trump side, it's been that they're planning to steal this election.
Mm-hmm.
This is the narrative.
Yep.
This is the script that's being run. The election fraud.
Choose a side.
The election fraud game plan has been there for at least a year now.
Yeah.
That there was going to be some kind of contested election. We talked about this because everybody's been talking about this. And what was it? About a week or so before the actual elections, Joe Biden came out and says that he has built the biggest election fraud campaign in history. Or the election. Let's just listen because this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't think it's an accident.
No.
I don't think it was a Freudian slip.
No.
I think he was,
this
is supposed to be out there.
Yep.
That they committed election fraud for the Dems
put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
The most extensive and inclusive.
Voter
I didn't
fraud. Hear what he said in the beginning, though. Like, what was
we put together.
Oh, okay.
The most extensive
and look
inclusive.
Look how he smiled when he said that, like Duper's delay.
And he's got the most votes ever in American history.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's obvious when you actually see some of the. It's like they went over the top just to make it look like voter fraud.
And to make the narrative obvious for really dumb people, like. See.
Right. So Trump was ahead in all these states.
Yeah.
And, of course, there were the mail-in ballots, which are such a convenient way to cast doubt on the election. But they were ahead. Trump was ahead in all these states. And in the middle of the night, we're going to stop counting ballots, and we'll come back later. And then even just a few days ago, Trump was leading in states like Pennsylvania and Georgia. And then, magically it flips for Biden.
Yep.
So this is pissing off the Trump people, obviously.
Getting them all riled up.
Because they're so invested in this. And I understand. I now the election's over, I'm not going to be too hard on Trump tards.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the actual people out there, I'm not talking about the alternative media shills, the actual people out
they
there.
They feel like that's the only answer to the obvious, you know, agenda. They think
he's standing up for white America. They think that...
He's anti-BLM, even though...
Right. That, and they think that he wants to free us from the lockdown, you know, free us from masks and everything. As Joe Biden says that he wants to lock down everything and he wants everybody to have to wear a mask. So I get why they're upset. And looking at the evidence that they see in front of them, they've got to say, well, this is the biggest election fraud ever. And I think it's not just a psyop for the American people that's playing out here. It's a worldwide psyop to discredit the United States, to basically pull the rug out from under us and make us easy pickings, pretty much.
Who would want to balkanize the United States and fracture it?
I've got that in my notes, actually.
Gee, I wonder.
So, you know what's going on with all of these Stop the Steal protests? I saw one. All the Trump guys.
Oh, yeah, you
out,
did.
Out
yeah,
of the corner. So many. This is more people than I've ever seen gathered for any kind of protest around here ever. And it was before Joe Biden was even declared the winner. And these are going on all over the place. Stop the Steal. People are getting out there.
I want to go down to one of those and just interview people.
Not be hostile.
I just want to be like, hey, guys, what do you think about this?
Right. So
I think we're being played.
I mean, there's that that's going on. And Andrew Anglin is telling everybody, all of his readers, to go on and get involved with this.
Oh, well, did you see Cap... Führer Cammy. Catboy Cammy is now the Führer. He's giving really rousing speeches at Trump rallies now.
He's in America?
Yeah.
He needs to be deported.
Yeah, why is he even here? Isn't he English or something?
No, he's from Australia, I think.
He probably got married to Nick.
Civil
but
union.
Oh, people are sharing it around on World Truth videos like it's some kind of heroic.
The Pope did come out in favor of homosexual civil unions.
Cat boy.
Yeah, exactly. So Anglin's promoting this, and he's saying that all in all, I mean, we're still going to win because we're going to convince all the red states, you know, our states, the good guys, to secede and to fracture the United States. He's saying that that is the ultimate goal.
The civil war that they have planned and
so
the traps.
He's openly promoting this whole bulk right idea. Now, bulk right is the Billy Roper thing, but it's the same idea at the end of the day. And who has been calling for this for a long time to destroy the West?
Daddy Dugan.
Daddy Dugan has been doing that. That's right.
Pootie Putin.
Mm-hmm.
Russia. And notice how no one's talking about Russia in this election.
Yeah.
Nope. Crickets. Not even the left.
Well, and the right doesn't really seem to be doing much other than talking about Hunter Biden maybe getting some money from Russia. But
or the Ukraine, I think, too, right?
Yeah. Did you see that Bibi Netanyahu was quick to come and say, oh, yeah, Joe Biden, you're our best buddy now.
Yep. Now he said you don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist, remember?
Remember when Joe Biden thanked all of the Jews for pushing the homosexual agenda? Yeah. It's like, without Jews, there wouldn't be will and grace. There wouldn't be gay marriage.
And they're okay, this whole, like, Joe being extremely senile thing, I feel like it's an act.
Like George Bush, W. Bush being a doofus.
Sometimes he can be normal, and then sometimes he just goes off the chains. So that could be their, you know, starting to stage the whole he's senile, he has dementia.
And bringing Kamala,
Kamala will have to take over. Who freaking knows? He gets COVID, you know, who knows? But he shouldn't since he wears his mask.
Yeah, I think that's a good point about...
Someone calling in.
Yeah, we'll take that in just a second. But that's a good point about him being portrayed as senile so that it
can
be
kinda, like, usher
a good
him
way
off.
To yeah, oh, get him off the stage.
Crazy Joe needs to go to the nursing home. Now it's Kamala.
Kami Kamala, who they're now saying is a black woman.
Yeah, now it's 100% white genocide on steroids.
Well, I mean, even with Biden in charge, it would be white genocide and steroids.
But can you imagine the rallying that she would be able to do with the black community and with all that? I mean,
now, let's talk about how this isn't even over.
No, Trump,
Trump might come out as the president just to piss everybody.
Or Biden's in, whatever, you know, they try to prove their case that, yes, this has been fraudulent and all that.
Yeah.
And then so the Q-tard, Trump-tards are like, we need to take up arms for daddy, for Zog Emperor Trump.
Revolution.
I
feel like it might be the other way around if that was to happen. I feel like they could get the left to revolt because it would just be so,
can you imagine if they think Biden is in office?
It would be BLM riots times 20 if Trump was...
It'd be a dictatorship.
Yeah, if Trump was to basically take back the presidency, it would never be seen as legitimate. Now, you're right. The right wing could be really goaded to revolt. And I'm not even saying that's necessarily
a bad thing.
They already
are. Like, they're out waving their flags and they're all...
But
like,
it could go hot.
Yeah, of course.
So... Whenever a Democrat president is in office, the militias and all that, they are always so active. And then, you know, with Bill Clinton or whatever. And then as soon as a Republican comes on the stage, they all go silent. They'll take care of this for us.
Yeah.
So it does look like Trump is challenging it. People are all telling him not to.
He just needs to be dragged out of the White House.
But at the end of the day... Who won the election?
Israel.
Jews, yes. Jewish supremacy. The Jerusalem Post had even put out this tweet a few days ago. Trump or Biden, in the end, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Washington has Israel's back.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a tweet by the Jerusalem Post.
Yeah.
And you call us anti-Semites.
Yeah, that's what they say in their own words.
For saying that our government is controlled... by Jews, that it's Zog.
They admit it. They're not trying to hide it.
That's an anti-Semitic canard.
Oh, okay.
The American government just has Israel's back because Israel's so righteous. Just because...
Speaking of democracy in the Middle East. They love that one.
Do you see that the kind of commie president of Mexico, Obrador?
Oh, yeah.
He said he won't actually congratulate Biden until the election legal issues are resolved.
Oh.
So, most people, you know, Mitt Romney and Bill Kristol's and all that, you know, kind of never Trumper crowd, they've all come out and just try to suck up to Biden now.
Mm-hmm.
You see that happening a lot. And
Dickie Spencer voted for him.
Yeah. Dangerous Dickie. He's real dangerous, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
All right, so what. Maybe we should see what this caller is all about.
Okay.
All right, we'll try. Hello, unknown caller. You're on the air. Unknown caller. Going once. I don't know.
Okay, bye.
Gave you a shot.
Maybe they're just listening.
Yeah, so if you want to call in, 747-999-6407, we'll talk a home renovation, we'll give you some ideas, some color palettes, we'll email you the color palettes, and good to go.
Yep.
Give you some vegan recipes. Plant-based, we'll call it plant-based.
Based.
Now, we got a storm coming.
Yeah, Etta.
Got a storm coming. A storm is coming.
And they can't decide if it's going to hit us or not, or if it's going to be a
hurricane.
When's
the ETA of Eta? It's actually Eta, like the Greek alphabet.
Yeah.
Zeta, Eta, Theta.
Yeah.
Iota, Kappa, Lambda, Mu.
Yeah, okay. Cool. Barely cool.
Psi,
you
Omicron.
Were in a fraternity. That's so cool.
I knew those since third grade when we had a Greek thing that we did with all the Greek gods and everything.
Yeah, sure.
I swear. I memorized the Greek alphabet in third grade and never forgot it.
That's cool.
I was so fascinated with the Greek gods.
Yeah.
Because that was the first time I was really even introduced to them.
Right,
Greek
like the
mythology.
Concept of gods.
I was like, oh my god, this is way cooler than the stuff I learned in
Jesus
church.
Jesus dead on a cross. Bleh. Just hanging there.
Yeah.
This is so empowering.
He died for your sins.
Look at his
turn the other
everywhere.
Cheek. Be a weak little bitch. You'll be rewarded in heaven.
Yeah.
Whereas the Greek gods... I mean, I don't even like the Greek gods now, knowing what I know. I don't think they're actually a good pantheon. But still, it's way more interesting than the whole Jesus story.
Yeah, for sure.
Son of God. I mean, let's talk about Hercules, right? Actually, Solomon. Oh, they completely stole Hercules, or Heracles, as he was known, and made him into... not Solomon, Samson.
Yes.
You know, the pillars of Hercules, and Samson takes down the pillars and collapses. But, of course, the Christian identists will probably say that...
God, so
we're the original Hebrews.
So sick of them.
You know, one of the callers in the Charlie show is a big CI guy.
Charlie's
I don't think he
callers.
Recognizes Maybe he doesn't
not
recognize
all of them
that.
Are bad, but god damn, that one guy that's, I don't even know. Is he from Chicago? Is he from Florida?
I think the Chicago guy is the CIA guy.
Oh yeah, because I remember he's like, they're burning down our churches in Israel. Who are you? Our churches in you? What?
Yeah.
Stop calling in.
Churches.
I would rather Trump genocide me than Biden.
Churches are a last stand of white identity.
Oh yeah.
You know that.
Yeah.
So storm coming. You know, it's interesting. We had all those covers. What was it? Was it Time magazine covers where Trump was gradually flooded?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember those? It was all about the storm, and he had made that cryptic remark about the storm. And, of course, the Q-tard storm thing. Mm-hmm. Trust the plan, guys. The Q-tards are actually thinking that this is all part of the plan, that Trump has actually caught them. This is what has always been intended. He has caught them committing fraud.
Yeah,
so he's got them right where he wants them. The 5D chess, impeccable. Impeccable, yes.
Oh, you got to really be very infantile to believe that line. I mean, it's scary to me that there are people that know what the score is, but then they still choose to believe. Like, even people that call into Renegade.
Yes.
So, like, yeah, I know Kyle says this and everything, but, like, I'm still voting for Trump because blah, 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 blah. Before the selections, you know, I kept hearing these fake callers call into radio shows. Maybe they weren't fake, but it sounded really fake to me. Calling in saying how I've never voted before ever in my life, but this election I just feel so compelled to vote. And they all just kept calling in saying the same line.
Was this to Charlie's show? Or
no,
to,
this was to like a talk radio show on the mainstream.
Were they promoting Trump?
Neither. They were just like,
how important it is to vote.
This election is so important. I've never voted in my life.
Our freaking vegan yogurt was telling us to
go
vote.
Go vote.
Yeah, it was the Forager brand. Our son likes to eat it for
our
some
son
breakfast.
Is so confused. He's like, so Biden Harris, like, because he sees the Trumps or the signs everywhere. He's been seeing Trump signs forever, but now he's like, what's Biden Harris? And we like keep trying to explain to him that they're both bad. People think that one is better than the other, but it's not. I mean, he gets it, but he's just confused when the whole entire community is choosing one or the other. He's like,
you gotta choose one.
Is one, he's like, but is one a little bit less bad than the other? I was like, no, that's not how we look at it. You know, it's like, this is not a choice here.
So
and at the end of the day, whoever prints the money is in control. He gets that.
It's cognitive dissonance that's being pushed on so many people. And at least he can get it, understand it better than most people right now.
Yeah, than most adults.
Because, well, he's got some astute parents, but I'm looking at this information liberation site. I've gotten some stuff from here before. I check it to see what's going on with certain issues, you know, cover some pro-white type stuff. But it's been pretty much completely in favor of Trump, of course. Watch, Trump highlights huge vote leads, demands Democrats stop trying to steal the election. This is from November 4th, right on the election day. You know, always pro-Trump, bad on Biden. And then here we have the most recent article. Israeli PM Netanyahu stabs the most pro-Israel president in history in the back. So he's admitting here that he's been pushing the most pro-Israel president in history.
Yes.
So has Anglin. So has David Duke. Mm-hmm. So has basically every other alternative media shill. So they openly will admit, yes, he's done everything Israel has ever wanted. This is Sheldon Adelson's boy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also our guy.
Our guy.
Yeah. let's be real here. Both of them are involved in the child rape cabal.
Mm-hmm.
We could go through Trump's connections ad nauseum. We already have.
Yeah, and Biden, I mean, he does it on camera. C-SPAN.
Yeah.
Which is hard to find now, apparently.
And then, you know, his little pizza bracelet gift to Barack.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're all dirty.
Mm-hmm.
All real dirty. But here's the thing. With Trump, they made it seem like he was going after them, that he wanted to drain the swamp. The media was pressing him on the QAnon narrative and saying, you know, do you disavow these people? They say that you're trying to take out a satanic cabal of child rapists and murderers. And he said, well, is that a bad thing, if that's true? So he's, you know, he's putting himself forward. He did that whole stop child trafficking month or whatever. Yeah. Right when the Pizzagate protest thing I went to was going on with that Shill David Seaman and Titus Frost, all the rest there. Mainly I was going there for AIPAC, but it was the day before, so hey, why not? But yeah, so he's trying to appease those people, say, hey, I'm going to do something about this. And supposedly some arrests have been made, some missing children have been found under this administration.
Yeah.
But have the big names been brought down? He was wishing well to Ghislaine.
Yep.
Because I'm sure she has so much dirt on him.
Oh, yeah.
That photo of Trump with Ghislaine, where he's got his hands, his thumbs tucked into his pants, and he's kind of got his package thrust forward, kind of.
Creepy.
Oh, yeah. So, do we have this caller yet?
I don't know.
Caller? Oh, I've got it muted now. Caller? Hello, caller. Nope.
Okay.
I'd like to get one caller, even if it's a bad caller. Even if it's, you know, Sean and Callie tier.
No thanks.
Just,
I'm good.
Just to say we had a caller when we did a live show. I bet now he's going to call in. He's listening live.
I doubt many people are listening live.
No, right? Probably not.
We never
go live. Did I even turn the freaking stream on?
Maybe not.
No, we're on. We're streaming.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I forget. Okay, so we're still in a pandemic. Do you know that?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, they're locked down all over the place right now.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen the map?
No. I mean, I'm surprised that they might try to make an example out of Florida or something because, like, they opened everything up with masks still, you know, but
there's no state mandate, but most of the businesses still mandate them.
Right. And that's why we refuse to go into those businesses.
Take a look at this map. Europe.
The red is...
The red is national lockdown, so most of Europe national lockdown.
Wow, that's insane.
Basically, all of Europe has lockdowns and curfews of some kind.
Wow.
Whether it's local or national.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's just crazy. I know Massimo was saying in Italy they want to, like, come in and... you know, sanitize people's homes and take people away.
What a great government service.
Curfews and,
Or in New Zealand, if you refuse to get the test, they'll put you in a quarantine camp for a few weeks. And if you still refuse, they'll just keep you there indefinitely.
Yep.
Yeah. This is great. Honestly, the situation that's going on now, what's unfolding, is actually more Orwellian than Orwell himself.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. Isn't that something? COVID 1984, as they're all saying. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all part of this whole Agenda 2030 / the Great Reset. They're all one and the same. With the World Economic Forum and the United Nations and the WHO all working in lockstep to bring about worldwide communism. And that's what it is. If you want to talk about communitarianism, okay, fine, I get it. But oftentimes I feel like that's just a way just to beat around the bush.
It's communism.
It's Jew communism.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but the Jesuits, it's freaking Jew communism.
Jesuits.
They're the
Jesuits.
Jews
in suits.
But there are some non-Jews who take... I know.
Yeah, we know, but this is a Jewish usury system. So without the Jewish usury system, then we wouldn't have people selling out to the Jewish money.
There are so many easy solutions.
Yes.
Just for everything.
Yep.
Even just for building in a better way in this world. You know, maybe it's hempcrete. I don't know. I've never tried out hempcrete. But just for one example... Different energy solutions.
Yeah.
I mean, the solutions are out there, but when you've got Jews ruling over you, controlling your money supply, good luck with all that.
Hey, Canary Mission, use that quote on Kyle's dossier, all right?
Oh, well, you know, I could maybe just fake my own death and get Canary Mission to take down my page.
Isn't that weird how when Matthew North died, quote-unquote...
All the pictures of him on Google Images,
gone. His whole identity is just gone from the internet, basically.
Interviews?
His interview's gone. His Canary Mission thing, you know, dossier, whatever that is, gone.
How would they take it down?
When would our enemies be like, oh, gee, that person's dead. Let me just take down this, you know, expose of them. Because...
They were grave dancing on Robert Ransdell's grave
for years
afterwards.
Years.
With Matthew North.
Matthew North.
We'll just take it down.
Yeah.
Just like Red Ice took down his interview.
Yep.
I think his one with Jan is still up, right?
Yeah, but Jan doesn't even let him talk. It's just Jan talking the whole time, so there's not really much there.
Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
DMT.
They were just nonchalantly talking about how the next time Jan goes on to Alex Jones, he needs to say this and that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know what the deal was, if he's just faking his own death, whatever, or if this was just an operation to scare people off from, you know, like, just speaking the truth, and especially speaking the truth, you know, like, on a video sharing platform.
I'm not saying Matthew North isn't dead, I just...
Right, I haven't seen any proof.
I don't...
It's weird.
I can't say one way or another until somebody shows me some evidence of anything other than an account that's supposedly his brother saying he's dead.
But I haven't even seen that. That's right. The thing. Why can't anybody... You know, I keep asking him, like, can someone please just show me where his brother is saying all this? And all they come at me with is insults. They don't have any answers.
Look, you turn on everybody.
Like, I'm not turning on anybody. The only one that turned was him,
first of all.
Oh,
yeah.
But I'm just trying to say, where's the proof? I mean, everybody should not just believe. What if someone said tomorrow, you and I are dead? People are just going to believe it. Like, oh, well, that sucks.
You better.
Yeah.
You better believe it.
No.
Guys, I died yesterday.
Canary Mission, will you take down my expose now? Will you guys take down all of the numerous web pages you have up that are lying about us? No, they never would. They never would, ever.
They took down my quotes, though.
They took down your quotes because they were.
Didn't you tell me that?
No, I didn't.
I thought you told me they took down the selected quotes they had on the sidebar.
Oh, maybe they did because maybe they realized that those quotes were actually really good.
I read through them. I was thinking, damn.
Damn, someone needs to write a book of my quotes.
Those were all off the cuff too. And they came up pretty well.
They were all good too, and they link Hellstorm. It's like, are you guys trying to promote us right now? Thank you. Please link Hellstorm.
Kyle Hunt has proven extensively that Jews do control the world, and they genocided their enemies before, and they plan to do it again. They are doing
much.
It again.
Pretty much. But yeah, I just thought that was weird that Matthew North's Canary Mission page is just gone now.
Yeah.
But now, apparently, it was Jesse Spotts who broke the news, and Matthew and him were buddies. That Jesse Spotts guy is definitely, I mean, he looks very chosen.
Yeah, I still haven't looked into... I remember
the
name.
Wasn't there that other Jewish guy they did the shows with? Kushel, Jeremy...
Jeremy Roth Kushel.
Yeah. He was in that whole group.
And
the, like, Talpiot
Talks
guys.
What was it, Greg?
Guys.
Brendan O'Connell and...
Yeah, and Greg, the gay-sounding guy.
Yeah.
Remember he wrote you that scathing email?
Oh, yeah, he was so pissed at me.
Yeah.
Yeah, none of them like the Juber ad we have running on Renegade.
Nope.
Didn't find it funny, I guess. I find it hysterical.
I think it's hilarious. It is.
Go pick Negroes out of the Mediterranean.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what's happening. Oh, is that racist? Oh,
no,
gosh.
But
let's go hang out with Brendan and hate on white people.
We gotta be like Tommy Robinson, though. Israel's your greatest ally, as Israel goes and brings in all the freaking.
I need an IDF shirt.
Yeah. Oh, like
cool.
Like what's that guy's name? Bolsonaro's sons. They were wearing that IDF shirts,
yep.
But also and the Mossad shirt. But what was that guy? The guy who hung out with Varg all while ago.
Oh, Sierra, Piero San Giorgio.
Yeah, the one who did the interview with Golden One and all that. Oh, but we're just so overly critical. We got a porn Jew talking to the Golden One.
And Varg and his
Varg.
Wife. Varg and his wife now are all over Twitter just calling everybody tinfoil hat, you know, people.
If you don't trust the
wear your mask,
world order.
Shut up, be focused, revolt against the modern world, yet embrace the modern world and wear a mask.
Put masks on your children. They take pictures of their children with masks.
Yep.
Even just taking pictures of your children
in general,
if you're an internet
then
figure.
Then you're going to put a muzzle on them and be like, look at me. You're disgusting.
Oh, by the way, that we don't take pictures of our child to share with all these freaks online.
Oh, yeah.
That's proof that it's
proof that he's black.
That he's a black baby.
Yeah.
Oh, he's totally black.
Nope, nobody needs to see a picture of my child. I have nothing to prove to these
guys,
random strangers.
I'm raising a biracial baby. Okay.
We got some cornrows in his hair today. We got him some new Air Jordans. And he's, like, going to be a little basketball player.
Especially when he was younger, when I'd take him out, people would just be thinking, oh,
yeah.
My God, you cloned yourself.
I'd be there, like, holding him, nursing him, doing all the work. And they're like, oh, my God, he looks just like his dad. Thanks. Yeah, I just carried him for 9 months and birthed him and breastfed him for 2.5 years.
My genes are that strong.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Strong genes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you did freaking clone yourself. It's ridiculous.
He's got your personality, though.
Why do you say it like that? You're like, he's got a personality. Oh, you mean that he's super smart and amazing and talented?
Yes.
Shut
That's what I mean. Thank you for elucidating.
At least he's not a little pushover.
Oh, that's what I am.
Like you.
Oh, I've got to get out from under this gynocracy. I'm going to turn on some Sandman MGTOW.
Your life is so hard.
Some turd-flinging monkey where he's reviewing the latest sex toy as a paid promotion.
Oh, God.
This is what's on BitChute, our great
pro-wipe
anti-Jew platform
here. BitChute just totally sucks. It used to be better before they changed over the comment system and before the GDL just started, like, obsessing over every single thing I do.
I mean, as a platform, it's all right. It's just all the people that are on there.
Yeah. Or lack thereof.
They fixed the search engine, by the way.
Yeah, they did.
So it's much better now.
Yep.
You actually find Goyim Goddess if you search
for it. Although I still can't get a profile picture. I don't know why. I've changed it a million times, and I've done exactly what I'm supposed to do, yet my profile picture is just white. You've seen me do it, right? White. We're like, why can't we get
that's
this
cool,
profile
though.
Picture?
White's yeah. cool.
Yeah, I guess.
You know who doesn't think white's cool?
Brandon O'Connell.
Him and Dave Chappelle. Do you see my little post today?
He thinks pedophilia is hilarious too.
Did you read any of the quotes?
No, because I just can't even bring myself to read it. I just get so fucking.
He was so funny. Honestly, some of his stuff was kind of
remember
funny.
Remember the nigger family?
Yeah,
it's the nigger family.
So it wasn't. It was humor that involved some racism and race issues back in the Chappelle Show days, but it wasn't just trying to paint white people just in a terrible light.
Yeah.
But he came back from his little trip to Africa after he freaked out.
Some say he's been replaced.
He doesn't look like him.
He looks a little different.
Well, he looks so much fatter. His voice sounds the same. But honestly, that looks like a freaking woman I'm looking at.
Yeah, like he looks different. Remember he like had a breakdown and went to Africa something?
Then he came back. He
came back and loved pedophilia and hated white people.
That's when he came back, I was thinking.
The dress thing, too.
Well, he mentioned that in Oprah before he left.
Yeah.
But when he came back, he did this whole Dave Chappelle's block party. I think it might have been in Philly or something.
Yeah.
I was like, so you're just going to do it for black people?
Yeah.
Like, it's just all about your people? And honestly, that's fine.
That's fine.
That's fine. But I was thinking, huh. So you don't really seem to care about white people, even though they're the ones who have made you rich.
Well,
I mean, Jews are the ones who put him into a position of power and influence.
Yeah, but people buying his DVDs.
But it was white people who really loved his show.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was in college, the fraternity guys would get together and watch Chappelle Show when it came out on whatever Thursday night.
Right.
But they made up his fan base. Who goes to comedy clubs? I mean, there are some black comedy clubs,
true.
But
yeah, no,
I'm not going to
any
of those.
There really aren't. Not that I know of.
I'd actually cataloged a bunch of the anti-white stuff that was pushed by SNL when I did this post today.
Did it take you like 5 years?
No. I mean, just that I feature on the Tribune.
Okay.
So, of course, there's the Jamie Foxx saying he wants to kill all the white people, or that it's great. How great is it? Kill all the white people. And then the whites thing where they were saying that whites are no longer
the
majority.
Oh, yeah, and then we did the
Jews. Celebrating centuries of control.
Centuries of control.
That one was so good, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Then they had that one about how average white people who supported Trump are actually just Nazis, right? You see the armband there. And that's not the way the swastika would face.
No.
You're just doing it for stupid comedic value, blah, blah, blah. And then they did this skit with the people trying to push for secession. You see the League of the South shirt there. And, you know, balk right and all that. But honestly, that was just, they completely stole a bit from that Mr. Show.
Oh, yeah.
Where they did this, where it was a neo-Nazi played by that Jew from Arrested Development. What's it? The one who was wearing the jean shorts. I forget what his name is. That Jew was playing a white supremacist. Yeah, that Jew was playing a white supremacist who was trying to break up the United States. It was a gathering of black people and gays, and they're saying, okay, the gays will have this section.
Yeah.
And it was a whole balk right parody. Anyway, but basically, that's what they did with SNL. They just stole that whole bit. And then Bill Burr recently, we know all about that, where he's just, you know, trashing white women and then segueing into trashing white people in general. And then we have Dave Chappelle here. And one of the things he says, do you guys remember what life was like before COVID? I do. There was a mass shooting every week. Anyone remember that? Oh, totally real, too. Thank God for COVID. Someone had to lock these murderous whites up, keep them in the house. Oh, yeah, because obviously all the shootings
the
were all staged.
The niggers going around shooting each other in the hood, yeah. though.
13% of the population making up 50% of the murders. I mean, that's cool.
They just being niggers. It's okay.
But think about this. If white people were really just this murderous spree killers, I don't think a lockdown would stop them.
Right. Oh, no, I'm going to listen to the government now. Yeah. Before, when I was going to do this, you know, terrible thing.
If anything, it would make it easier, because everybody's wearing freaking masks.
Right. But, you know, got to find a way to hate on the white
people. Here's another one. I don't know why poor white people don't like wearing masks. What is the problem? Wear masks at the Klan rally. Wear it at the Walmart, too. Ha ha. Wear your Klan hood at Walmart so we can all feel safe.
Oh, yeah, the Klan is just such a problem.
Basically, like, every white person's in the Klan.
Oh, they're everywhere. Everywhere I go, there's some Klansmen trying to recruit me.
Yeah, they did a movie with that.
Leave me alone.
With the guy who played Kylo Ren and the guy from That 70s Show, Topher Grace, playing David Duke.
Yeah.
I mean, the Klan's just, they're taking over.
Oh, gosh, yeah, totally taking over.
The Underground Empire, whatever, Invisible Empire, that's what they're called. Dragons and wizards everywhere, you know? Yeah. Although the symbol for Vodafone, their logo, is the Klan logo.
Just saying.
Teardrop, the red teardrop. Yep. So he goes on. You go read the article or watch the stupid monologue he did.
Or don't.
Just hating white people. You get
don't
the
even
idea.
Give it another view. Unless you're going to down.
But
it.
Speaking of all the masks and everything, Fauci has come out with some really hopeful prognostication. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, he said, first of all, how effective would the vaccine be? And, as importantly, how many individuals are going to opt to take the vaccine? Because, you know, there is a considerable degree of reticence / skepticism about the vaccine that we need to overcome by transparency and messaging and reaching out to the community. I'm pretty sure messaging and reaching out to the community is pretty much the same thing. But anyway.
Yeah, how do you message without reaching out to the community?
But if we get a reasonably effective, 75% effective vaccine.
75, yeah!
And a substantial proportion of the population takes the vaccine, I think we're going to be in the right direction towards approaching some degree of normality. As we head into 2021.
I love how they're saying, like, if we could get it 75% effective, like, maybe just people die in 25% of cases.
Well, they mean 75% effective in terms of being able to stop infection by COVID.
Right, that's but not, if you're that's following not, the official narrative, those 25% are going to die.
No.
Because
the 25%
COVID is so dangerous. Okay.
Well, we know it's 99.9.
Right, but your average person is going to be 75%? Yeah.
So
that sounds good.
He goes on to say we'll be heading into some degree of normality.
Some degree.
In the second, third, and fourth quarter of 2021. So that's good news. Like a year from now.
Yeah.
We might have a little bit of normality back.
Right. Sure.
A year. All we got to do is wait out another year. We might have a little bit of normality.
Just wear your mask. Yeah.
As long as we take the damn vaccines, wear our masks and all that, we'll have a little bit of normality.
It's horrible.
Yeah. But at least we have a black 007 now.
I can't even keep up with it all. It's just so retarded.
But, the coincidence.
It's not like black people even watch the 007.
No,
that's
it's going
to
tank.
Fuck you to white people. They don't care about it tanking, though. It's just like, we're going to take everything that you thought was yours, and we're going to blackify it, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Bond is stupid anyway.
Yeah, I never was into, like, any movie.
Okay, so Sean Connery dies, and all of a sudden, oh, we're going to make it official. There's a black 007, black female coming out now.
Ooh, the future.
Ooh.
So cool.
And he's actually the one who introduced the black Bond girl in Diamonds Are Forever.
Oh, yeah.
His black babe in that.
Yep.
007 was just such a psyop.
Don't you want to be a cool secret Mossad agent man?
Yeah.
Secret agent man.
Just gallivant around, kill people.
Yeah, like ride on yachts.
Have sex
and stuff.
with people who want to
people.
Kill you.
Honeypots.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. Living the dream.
Hey, heathenherbs.com.
Yeah, check it out. We have incense that are on sale. We have CBD salve. We have CBD. We have soap. We're going to have Winter Wonderland soap and candles available soon. And Yule boxes are in the works. So stay tuned. I've ordered these cute little boxes with bows on them. They're adorable.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for listening.
Talk to you later.
Good night.
At being associated with the homo alt-right? At 25andhigh.com, we have a millennia of experience in changing names, all within our laws. Why be a Woodley when you can change to Weinstein and openly get away with sexually assaulting women and children? Scared of being a Gershom? Well, change to Greenspan, you schmuck. Print paper money out of thin air, charge interest, bam, set for life. How about Smith to Spectre and call for the genocide of an entire race? It's so simple. And a 25 Bitcoin transfer from you guarantees a new, clean Jewish identity. No more shame, guilt, or white privilege anxiety. 25andhigh.com. Be the changer you want to see.
Attention patriots, tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
For the next few seconds, you'll hear nothing but the sounds of a farmer walking through a field of oats. These sounds are brought to you by Pepperidge Farm Farmhouse Bread. You see, life on a farm moves at its own pace, because everything we're doing takes time. That's why our bakers slow bake our farmhouse oatmeal bread with thoughtful care, so our famous farmhouse taste is baked into every slice. Pepperidge Farm Farmhouse Oatmeal Bread. Slow is good.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com. CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
You're listening to Resolution Radio, Radio, Radio.
ResolutionRDO.com.
Thanks for listening to Project Schoolyard Volume 2. For more information about the project, as well as lyrics to the songs on this CD, please visit www.tightrope.cc. You can also find jokes, news articles, a photo gallery, free CD downloads, and a secure online shopping cart. We carry a full line of flags, t-shirts, CDs, books, stickers, and other products of interest to racially conscious white people. Please visit www.tightrope.cc.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.